Can I ask you about the political poll that came out of Native Affairs last night in Te Tai Tokoro, what the Labour Party's reaction is to that poll?
Well, it's very heartening, and I'm sure that it's given Kelvin a big boost, but we're not going to take anything for granted, and he will be, along with his team, working right up to the last minute, because at the end of the day, it'll be those who turn out to vote that will count, and that will be the task of our support base, to get every Labour vote out that we can. But it was good news.
What do you think it says for the people in Te Tai Tokoro, that they maybe see Kone Hauawera as not being able to achieve much here?
Well, it's a bit confusing because there's obviously quite a lot of support for him in some issues, but I think there is a division between the Mana Party and the Māori Party, which is obviously helping our cause somewhat. And also, Kelvin is incredibly well known up there, well connected and related. And I think he's putting forward a really positive message about stop looking back to the past and look at the future about what we can do to ensure jobs for Māori and future for Māori kids. And I think that's going down well.
You're taking it as an omen for the upcoming election?
Sorry?
Taking it as an omen for the upcoming election?
Well, we certainly would be pleased with that result that saw us win Te Tai Tokoro, because I think we can do very well in most of the Māori seats, and we've got some very good candidates who are working hard, and we prize those Māori seats. They've been ours for many years, and we'd be very keen to win as many of them back as possible.
If Kelvin does win, will you go back to Judith Tizard to see whether she...
No.
To come in and go down the list that way, or would you
I think
the one after
Lewisa? I think you'd have to get... I think what we have to do, first of all, is to get an interpretation of whether you actually bring anyone in, because there is an overhang with Honey anyway. So it may be that it's not a person for us to bring in because Kelvin is already here and we've got our proportion. So I think that's some way down the track. But I don't believe that... Judith wants to come back, and she said she wouldn't, and so I think that's a very hypothetical question.
Have you been doing any of your own polling up there? Were you surprised by this?
We did some polling in the very early days, and we believed that that we had a reasonable chance. We were certainly going to chase it hard, and we had such a keen candidate, and Kelvin was very keen to run. He believes that he had a message that was important, not just for the by-election, but one that we would use in the general election. We're pleased.
The Māori Party's accused Kone Hauawera of spreading a campaign of misinformation and lies. Have you had any reports of that at all?
Only what I've read in the media, and that's a spat between them. It's not one that we're involved in.
So none of that's been focused on Labour at all?
Not that I know of. Look, our candidate, Kelvin, is really... focused on the future, and he's not interested in their past battles. He wants to put forward a message about what Labour's got to offer and what future there is for Māori if you concentrate on the real issues.
Have you investigated the claims coming out from Cameron Slater about members of the Leader's Office doing party business on parliamentary time?
We are really very careful about what our paid staff do in their time and in their paid time, and we constantly remind people they have to be very careful. We aren't investigating Cameron Slater. Cameron Slater was a person who decided that he would download information from one of our websites, and we take full responsibility for not having a secure website, which we went on to quickly fix, to apologise for. But I find it really interesting that the National Party spent 2 hours downloading our data and obviously alerted Cameron Slater to the fact it was there so he could download it. And I wonder whether they might want to examine their principles. I think it is a matter of whether you would be prepared to do that, and I would not be prepared to do that, to download other people's information. I'd be very hurt if someone decided they would go in and download my personal information, as I'm sure you would, Audrey, and then, even if you did download it, to then try and use it in a dirty tricks campaign, which is exactly what Cameron Slater is doing. And so I think that It's now at the hands of the Privacy Commissioner. It'll be interesting to see what she makes of it.
He says that Chris Elder and Mr Talbot, he named them in the information with us yesterday. He named them as doing party business on parliamentary time. Have you investigated those claims at all or spoken to them? Are you satisfied that...
We are very careful about what work they do in party time and in paid time in this place, and we have looked at it and we've made sure that they are doing what they are is appropriate for them to do.
What about using the resources though, the computers, the servers? I think that was the point that they were making, because we've been told he's on a part-time party contract in parliamentary, but what about actually using the...
He works one day for the party. For the party, at the party.
But
he works here.
Those computers, the servers, as Jane's saying, that's parliamentary services equipment that's being used to run these websites of yours.
We've got a joint website, which is party and parliamentary, so there is the ability to be able to work on the computers to do that.
So you're confident that no parliamentary resources have been used by either of those people for promoting party business?
Yes, I don't believe they've used them inappropriately outside the rules, but we will keep a very careful eye on what happens, just as every political party should do, because I have no doubt that in the past that someone like David Farrer setting up his blog, a lot of it was done within Parliament, and I'm not accusing him of using parliamentary time, but you have every party has to be careful of what they do in their own time, in their own equipment, and in the parliamentary equipment. And we will be very careful about that.
Are you worried about the details that Cameron Slater says he's going to release today in terms of Labour Party donors and the implications for those people?
Well, I think that is... I think that he ought to be very careful about releasing personal information about people. Mind you, he doesn't really care, so if he's got any information on anybody here, he's likely to release it and enhance it as well. And I have to say, I have no time for his style of politics and the sort of things that he's prepared to do.
Is this going to turn donors away, though? It's an election year, you're trying to drum up support, and donors might not feel safe.
We have contacted as many people as possible to explain to them what happened, to alert them to what Cameron Slater wants to do, to apologise to them and explain to them. And I hope that it does not turn them off supporting a political party. After all, we all rely on the support of the public for any campaigns. That's the way it works in New Zealand. So I hope it doesn't. But obviously if you see your personal information in public, you would be concerned. So I think he needs to think very carefully about what he does to other people. He might want to hurt the Labour Party on behalf of the National Party, but it might be wise if he thought about other innocent people who are not expecting to see their personal information out in public.
But you can't rule out this is going to hurt you at the ballot box.
I can't rule out anything might hurt us at the ballot box, let's face it. You know, that's political life. But I would hope that the people who have received the explanation from us will be satisfied with the actions that we've taken, and we move very quickly to rectify the problem and to contact them.
Has Parliamentary Service asked you any questions?
No, they have not.
Back in Te Tokerau, how much more effective than Hone Harawira will Calvin Davis be?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say he'll be very effective. He is, as you know, from the area. He's well connected. He has been very successful in his work before he came to Parliament, and he's very committed to Te Tau Tokerau. He is determined to see opportunities for jobs and education, and he very much sees education as the pathway for young Māori in the north. And I think when you saw the statistics we saw at the weekend around unemployment and poverty, you're going to need a very strong voice, not a divisive voice, not someone that can't work with other people. I think Kelvin will come in as a local member of parliament determined to make a difference.
Will he kind of slip into the backwaters, like will he go into silence? Will Te Tau Tokerau's voice go silent? Or?
Well, he's not that sort of man, actually. He is a very determined man, and he is very outspoken within our own caucus and what he believes and what he thinks should happen. I don't think you'll find a quiet Kelvin Davis, but a very determined, hard-working member of Parliament.
Can I ask you about Darren Hughes? Would you like him to make a comeback at some point? And perhaps when?
I think that's very much up to Darren in the future, but also I don't think it's something to speculate on in the meantime. I think he's got to make up his own mind, and the party at some stage in the future would have to look at it.
Would you be encouraging?
I'm leaving whatever Darren wants to do up to Darren. He's got to make his own decisions.
Thank you.
Thanks.